60 seconds, that's how long we're required to stand on our metal circles before the sound of a gong releases us. Step off before the minute it's up and landmines blow your legs off.
12 teenagers, ready to kill each other in an arena, watched by thousands of people on television. This is the story of the trilogy The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. Years ago, the land was destroyed by droughts, storms, fires, the rising sea level, and a brutal war. Out of the ashes of what used to be North America rose a country called Panem, a shining capital surrounded by 13 districts. Then came the so-called Dark Days, the uprising of 13 districts against the capital. 12 districts were defeated by the capital, the 13th district eliminated. As a reminder that those dark days are never to be repeated, the capital introduced the Hunger Games. The rules of the games are simple. Every district must provide one girl and one boy to participate in the games. The 24 teenagers are imprisoned in an arena. Then they have to fight to death. The only one to survive wins. 74 years later, the games still go on. This is where the first book of the trilogy, The Hunger Games, by Suzanne Collins begins. Katniss Everdeen, a wild and stubborn girl from District 12, must fight in these games, and is the leading character of the story.
An original setting with an unique and thrilling plot, a sharp and intelligent heroine with just the right amount of emotion who gives in to absolutely nothing and no one, extraordinary side characters from interesting backgrounds. Yes, this book has all of that and more. One of the most prevalent themes in the Hunger Games is survival and keeping your humanity and dignity as you try to survive. Katniss and Peter must survive the games, of course, but they also must survive the daily lives in district. Media control and manipulation certainly feature as main themes as well, but the book also deals with friendship, survival, death, romance, power, fear, and all the problems that come with those. We mustn't forget the parallels with ancient Rome, which might be interesting for our students to compare and reflect. The circus as diversion for the masses compares with the Hunger Games. Not in vain, the author, Suzanne Collins, mentions Gladiator when asked about her inspiration for this book. She grew up in Europe because her father was in the US military. The fact that he fought in the Vietnam War made Suzanne think a lot about war as a child, and the way it is reported to the broad public. The idea for the Hunger Games came to her one night when she was watching TV, flipping between a reality show and reports of the Iraq War. She's worried that we have come desensitized to the daily violence that we see, and one of the things she wants to try to achieve with this book is to make us see the difference between real tragedy and what can be seen on the TV.
The book can be used in a B2 or C1 level classroom. Along with the books for learners of English, Klett published a teacher's guide for Sekundarstufe 1 and 2 by Dorothea Ernst and Heiko Kist. The teacher's guide provides plenty of lesson ideas and worksheets.
We think the book is very interesting and enjoyable to read. In our opinion, it will engage the students on further readings. The topics of the book are very meaningful for teenagers and offer a possibility for discussions. It might be too difficult for a lot of students and therefore very time-consuming for the lessons. If you combine the use of the excerpts of the book and the movie, you can still talk about the topics and make it a lot easier, which is what we recommend.